Okay. Mr. Briggs, we are on, we get address number 22? Well, I think we have a couple of people here that wanted to speak to us on that. Are you one of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hank Smith is my name.
Right, okay.
I've got some pressing things.
Getting a calorie deficit? I guess I was going to be good.
So you need to go?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean you want to go before you talk, or you want to?
I guess I'm asking you, when do you think you're moving?
It's going to have to be right now, so let me point out a logistics problem. Yeah, let me point out a logistics issue, if I may.
Okay, all right.
We've got to actually...
Folks.
We've got to adjourn the meeting, it turns out, in about 7 minutes.
All right.
Because otherwise, all our stuff will get locked up in here, and...
Oh, that won't be good.
That's it. So, we have a couple of cards here for item 22, and we have a whole bunch of cards for item 23. I'm thinking we're going to have to recommend deferring item 23 in spite of the fact you folks waited all this time, which I'm sorry about. Yeah, you did want it deferred, so I suppose that's a good thing. And had we allowed you to speak, we would have been here even later. So I suppose you come out ahead on the deal. So, but I am sorry that we've taken so long to get to this. So why don't we, and one gentleman here says he's got some dogs that are in peril, so why don't we go ahead and let him speak for his 3 minutes and give us his point of view.
And this is, he's...
On item 22.
Number 22, this is the...
Which was taken off the agenda as far as action goes. We're going to stick to the time limit.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. My name is Hank Smith. I'm the Secretary of the Carmel River Steelhead Association. And the issue that we're concerned about is we would like to request that the board schedule a special meeting to authorize the tertiary release of tertiary treated water into the Carmel River Lagoon. Why? Due to the very dry year that we've had, and also the continued overdraft, illegal overdraft by CalAm, the water quality and the amount of water in the lagoon is going to result in a significant kill of threatened fish, certainly before the expected rains occur, which are sometime in November. That you say, well, we get some rains before then, but the flows from the river don't reach the lagoon until sometime in November. And so we've been told that the quality of the water in the lagoon is much less than what the tertiary treated water will be. So in fact, by releasing this tertiary treated water, you're going to increase the water quality in the lagoon, which would have the potential for saving
fish.
A number of fish.
Yeah.
We see them in there, but I'm reluctant to give you any kind of definitive figures. But we know there's some adults in there. We know there's quite a few smolts. Smolts are the smaller fish that are ready to migrate out into the ocean. Mm-hmm. We made some rescues earlier this year to transfer them over, but there's more in there that we can't get to. And I understand your commitments or your requirements for a 30-day notice to the public before you can act on this kind of an issue. But we would ask that you seriously consider a special board meeting to address this need. And we would suggest that I think we can still save them if you can address this issue before the end of August. And I'm here to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay.
Okay. And Robert Zampatti, is he with you?
I'm sorry?
Robert, yeah. Zampatti?
Bob Zampatti is here with me. He's a board member, and he said he's prepared to say anything that I've left out. I'm trying to address this in a quick manner so you can
get on. In other words, He supports your comments. He would say the same thing.
I'm sorry?
He supports your comments.
Yes, sir, he does. Right.
So let us figure out what can the board do, Lori, if we're going, you know, considering our limitations procedurally, what can the board do to expedite at least dealing with this issue?
It could be renoticed. You need to do, or the board needs to adopt a negative declaration and grant the discharger an exception from the state implementation plan for the California Toxics Rule. The dischargers indicated that they're not willing to discharge unless they get that exception, because otherwise they're at risk of incurring mandatory minimum penalties. The discharger doesn't need the disposal capacity. The only reason for them to undertake this discharge is for resource protection. So they want to avoid liability, is my understanding. Staff is here and knows the background better. But
well, how quickly can we issue a negative declaration?
It needs to be noticed for 30 days, as do the changes in the permit revision, and staff needs some period of time to write it and get it out.
Okay.
And also, we've been trying to get the local agency, the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District, to actually be the CEQA lead, which we think would be more appropriate. We're typically not the CEQA lead. And Matt Keeling has been encouraging, working with them to make that happen. And actually, Matt brought that up with him back in April timeframe. So we've been trying, and I jammed this on the agenda because I thought there might be a possibility of making it happen, and we're sorry we couldn't make it happen. And that's about all the time we can spend on this item, I think.
Is that what this...
So just ask one quick question. So, Lori, are you saying could we do this in time for our August meeting so they could move forward, get approvals if that occurs by August?
We don't have an August meeting. Our next meeting is September 7th.
September 7th.
I don't know if they still need the project at that point. If the rains start in November, it sounds like it might be useful. You'd have to ask staff those questions.
Yeah.
I don't know if
right.
they can get the documentation
well,
done.
I
think the discharger needs to be part of that discussion, because the indication right now is they're not really interested in doing the discharge.
Mm-hmm. They're not interested in being the lead CEQA agency?
They're not interested in making the discharge if there's
unless
any...
Unless they get this exception.
Unless they get the exception.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. Well, I think we should assume that it's not going to rain soon enough. And what?
I can almost guarantee it's not going to rain.
Yeah.
You know, soon enough. So I think we should do whatever we can to expedite the process.
If the discharge starts in September, is that still helpful? I mean, I don't know if the fish will all be dead by then.
Any time we do this before it's going to rain, it's going to be helpful. But I think if you can release water before the end of August, I think the whole population, you asked me for you know, input. If you can release water before the end of August, I'm about as confident as I should be that we will save the whole population that's in the lagoon right now. But we're monitoring the dissolved oxygen, the water levels, et cetera, and it's at three, don't hold me to this, but a couple of days ago it was 3.7 feet in elevation, and when it gets down to 3.2, that's when these fish are taking up this all the resources.
Thank you,
there.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
We really got to curtail this item, and I think the best we can do is say we will do the best
we'll work on it and do what we can do as expeditiously as possible.
Thank you.
And thank you for bringing
it. And the fish, thank you.
Yes.
And our apologies to the folks who haven't been able to speak today.
Yeah. And Karen. Karen. Karen, we'll work on dovetailing.